Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we return right after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and Company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we're going to kick things off with a check on the livestock futures. And, well, overall, livestock was lower yesterday.
That's exactly right. We saw yesterday, Dave, the cattle complex continue the up-and-down trading action that has occurred now for over 2 weeks. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures both closed negative, with the largest losses being in the live cattle. Lean hogs saw mostly positive trade, but ended up negative by the close also. Now, we also saw choice box beef $1.02 higher yesterday. Selects were up $1.19. Total movement fantastic at 212 loads. Daily cattle slaughter estimated 110,000 head, and cash feeder index actually was up 32 cents. Now, the livestock markets will close at its regular time today and will reopen Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning and close early Friday at 12:15. On the close yesterday, December live cattle down $1.92, Jan feeders down 72 cents, and December lean hogs 22 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about our grain futures now. And for the most part, looks like the grains were lower yesterday as well.
They sure were. We saw yesterday the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures lacking any type of price-moving news, but they all closed on the negative side. Now, Egypt is tendering currently for some wheat once again, and due to the Thanksgiving holiday, the weekly export sales will be released on Friday this week, and the Commitment of Traders report will wait till next Monday. Now, the grains will close at their regular time today. There will be no evening trade tonight or Thursday evening, and we will reopen the grain markets Friday at 8:30 a.m. and close early Friday at 12:05. At the moment, December KC wheat's 3.5 cents higher, trading at 4.61. December corn, 1.5 cents higher, 3.65¾. Then January soybeans are down 1 cent. Now, January crude oil this morning is 74 cents lower. The March cotton is 18 points higher. December dollar index, 38 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures, 45 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.